Radio 3 Caveman. First with sporting news.
This is 3KZ sporting editor Ian Major welcoming you to 3KZ's 1970 grand final day at the MCG. Collingwood, odds on to take the flag. Carlton, again the underdog even after losing to Collingwood by only 10 points in the second semi-final and then thrashing St Kilda by 62 points in the preliminary final. Majority opinion appear to be correct as Collingwood led 4-8 to Carlton's three solitary behinds at quarter time. At half time it was not any better. Collingwood 10-13-73 to Carlton's 4-5-29. But just after halftime, it was a new look Carlton, and the Magpies had a battle on their hands.
Up goes Nichols and punches the ball away, comes to Gould. He ought to kick this one with the right boot. No, he gets away from Dean, kicks up towards centre-half forward, up toward Jesselenko. Up goes Crosswell, and Crosswell has marked the ball. Hand passes over toward Walls. Walls goes up toward the big fellow. Up goes Jones. Jones can't take the mark, but Hopkins picks it up. Fires it, goal! It's through! Carlton, 5-5-35 to Collingwood, 10-13-73, and one of the lucky breaks. One of the lucky breaks by Carlton is that Hopkins is on the ground. He's so small, he can't fly among the big ones, and of course he can scout well.
Thornley off the ground.
Yes, please. We've said that. Well, the ball's back, coming back to the centre. As umpire Don Jolly moves in, as we said, a lot of moves by Carlton. Gould on the wing, onto Dean. Up goes the big fellow. It was tapped away by Graham Jenkins out towards the half-back line. Picked up by Waters. He'll be free-kicked, I'd say. And Gould will take the free. Gould immediately wants to play on. Drives up towards Jesselenko. And he's going to mark it. Oh, no, it bounced off his chest. But he recovers well. Left foot's it toward the big sticks. They fly high. Up to Gould again. And Hopkins has put it through. Hopkins scattered again. And off the hands of the pack it came. Into Hopkins' hands, and he was 1 foot out from goal, punched it through, and Carlton now 6-5, 41 points, Collingwood 10-13-73, and that's 3 minutes into the quarter. Can they get another one? Up goes Jenkins, tries to get it away from the centre, but the umpire, he stepped in, and a free kick to Jenkins, just as Carlton was starting to go forward. Out it goes, a beautiful mark that one to Greening. He almost took a slips catch there and picked it up just before it touched the half volley. Up it goes toward Thompson. The big fellas come out and they crunch it away. All Carlton up. Tudnam picks it up, fires at the big ones. In the back to Hall. Still not paid. And it's over the line and out. In the back against McKenna. No, he hasn't. It's out of bounds on the full. And that's out of bounds on the full for the free kick here. The one on the back was not paid. And Peter McKenna, a real... determined player, a class player, a real champion, and can read the umpires where they are and watches them very closely. The kick by Hall up to Ed Dunn, almost took the mark. It's fired back toward McKenna. A chance, however, for Max Richardson, dropping in short, and Richardson has taken his mark. Mulcair's player was giving him 25-yard start off the side of the boot. It's out of bounds on the full, and Hall will kick the ball back in. 3KZ football, Collingwood 10-13-73, Carlton 6-5-41.
Can the Blues get back? It's been a great opening with Teddy Hopkins, the new player on the ground. Oh, here's a hand pass on the back line. It's come off too because there were no Collingwood players around. In fact, they didn't even know what was happening. But Serge's kick is off the side of the boot, picked up by Greening. He's lost the run of it. He's going back in. He's upset by Robinson. Hello. Umpire Jolly played, I think, a push. I wouldn't be sure, but I didn't think the free kick was there. Harry?
No, he tripped himself over, and a very lucky free.
Here's the kick by Greening in towards full forward, but Hall in front of his man McKenna has taken the mark. Bobby Rowe sending a couple of messages out to Len Thompson. Now Hall, more handball on the back line as they go to Serge Silvani once again. The idea is attack, 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 and that's the only way they're going to get it out. Here they are, two Collingwood players fighting between each other. Picked up by Robertson, who stayed down. He's running a fair way. Finally gets his kick now, looking for Croswell on the half-forward flank. Up he goes, takes the mark, plays on, runs around two, handballs the ball to the ground. Caught around the neck, Crane, or is it holding the ball? Fair enough, he ducked his head. He did duck his head, and the free kick went to Collingwood. It could have gone either way, but it was a good decision by Jolly. The kick goes to Tudnam. Tudnam kicks in towards centre-half forward. Gill was dispossessed of the ball. Serge Silvani handballs to Pennell. Pennell comes around the outer side flank. Up in the air it goes. Walls goes across, flings himself with the ball. Couldn't mark it. Picked up by Eakins. A handball to Tudnam. Tottenham gets a short pass into Greening, and Greening is marked on the wing. A handball over to Tottenham again. Tottenham with the left foot in towards the forward line. Given a nice little clip behind the ear as play went on. Pennell marked the ball, drove in towards centre half forward. Big Flyers wanted Jones up, got under the ball completely, and didn't look like marking it, and Terry Waters has taken it. Terry Waters, the Magpie skipper, shoots in towards the centre. Price got the mark, played on, once, twice, boots in towards the forward line, towards Dunn. Dunn scoops up the ball on the run, bounces once, shoots in towards full forward, and the goals going close, but not close enough for 1 point. The Magpies go to 10-14-74, Carlton 6-5-41, and this is a little bit better at the opening of the third quarter. The only thing is, have Collingwood got too much of a lead? Here comes the kick by Hall out towards the outer side of the ground. Robertson over there could have been given a shove in the back. What'll be said? Yes, it is shove in the back to Ian Robertson, and the free kick going Carlton's way. Well, they look a lot better side, Carlton, at the start of the third quarter. Of course, it's early to say, but they're attacking the ball and attacking the play a lot better. Magnificent kick by Robertson into centre-half forward, and Walls, showing a new lease of life, has gone up and plucked a mark over the top of the big boys. Walls drives into full forward, looking for Jezelenko, back climbing, coming up. No, Clifton got him under the ball very nicely. Hit the deck, it goes to Nichols. Nichols handballs to Gallagher, can he get it? No, the defence picks it up, rolls it to the boundary line. Jackson goes in, wheels around, screws it back towards goal. He's bobbed it! He's put it through! A magnificent goal! A fantastic goal by Sidney Jackson, and the Blues are really back in business. Carlton, 7 goals, 5, 47 points. Collingwood, 10-14-74. Caught in possession at the centre bounce, and Teddy Hopkins gets the free kick. Hopkins drives them into attack. Jezelenko nearly got a nudge in the back. Play goes on. Crosswell around the neck, this will be. Around the neck to Brent Crosswell at centre-half forward. And the Blues are really back in business.
He's no more than 50 yards in front either, Ian.
Good chance of kicking at Brent Crosswell.
Well, if he kicks this one, this will be really something.
Brent Crosswell played a great game for the Blues all day. He's one that's been going for the full time. Drop punts the ball, it's swinging back in, and he's put it through, and the Blues are back in business. Carlton, 8 goals, 5. Moving along to 53 points. Collingwood, 10-14-74. The difference is now down to 21 points. Serge Silvani urging players on in the centre of the ground. Big Jones in the ruck. Thompson gets the tap. It goes towards Robertson. Serge gets it, picks it around and screws it back to the half-forward line. Up it goes towards Crosswell. Teddy Potter goes up too. Hit the deck. Jackson comes in, picks up the ball. Shoots down the full forward with Big Nichols and Akins. Nichols goes up, slips through his fingers. Here's Tully. Good play, Tully. Gets it out towards the halfback flank on the grandstand side. Dean after the ball. Runs over the line. Takes the ball. Not out of bounds though. In the kick goes to centre half forward, and Robert Walls is marked again. Robert Walls at centre half forward. Handballs to Teddy Hopkins. Teddy Hopkins sets up for goal, shoots in towards goal. He's bobbed it through. That's another one. Another one to the Blues. And Carlton have gone to 9 goals, 5. Teddy Hopkins, 3 goals in this quarter. Collingwood, 10-14-74.
They've kicked 5 goals in 9.5 minutes, the Carlton boys. And 3 being booted by the sensational kid, the blonde boy, Hopkins, Teddy Hopkins. Collingwood back in the van. Twiggy Dunn goes to head out, goes to Waters. Have been a very good player. Oh, what a reversal of form this is. And we find on the centre wing position, they'll pick this player up, Crane. Bit of a stink going on here, but a hand past the wide open space, and over it goes to Robertson. Robertson for Carlton, grabs the ball, boots it down with Big John. Punches the ball out of the way, has a chance. We're going to get the Walls to come in. Hand pass this time to Jackson. He's been stopped fairly, but has it. Jackson going into an open goal. Pulled up at the last moment, still has the ball right in front of the Carlton goal. There's a lot of panic now by Collingwood as the ball's booted away by Terry Potter to Waters, the captain. He said steady the side. He's gone for the short pass, and it goes to go to Price. Price up and running the ball. Big Jones goes in like a girl guide. Should have gone in much harder than what he did. And we find Crane gets a mark right in the centre ground. This is the thrill of this quarter. 5 goals in 9.5 minutes. Walls is marked. 65 yards out. Goes on in front of it. Goes to an open goal, and it's the 6th goal in 11 minutes. 6 goals in 11 minutes by the Blues. It's fantastic. And the score's on 3KZ football. 10-14 in a mighty fight back. 120-odd-thousand people roaring their heads off. 10-14-74, Carlton 10-5-65. 9 points the difference. You never thought this, Harry.
Well, it's a magnificent change over the game because of the news by Carlton's coach Barassi.
And back in the centre, they go forward again for Medley and Fred Saldani. There's a chance for Walsh to get the sixth and boots it down over the mercurial Jasolinko, and it's over the line out of bounds, 25 yards from the behind post, and it's on the full and the umpire will bounce the ball.
It'll be thrown in.
Carlton forward pocket, 25 yards from behind post on the outer side of the ground. Big Nick, can he get his second win? Goes to Teddy Hopkins again, has the shot. Here's a chance to Jasolinko for the seventh. Here it is! And they're back in business of Blues. The beauty by Jasolinko. Henry Bournemouth, the crowd have got off their heads, and so are the commentators. Collingwood 10-14, Carlton 11-5, 71, 3 points the difference, and they've only been played 13 minutes.
That was the big break the Blues needed to get back into the game. Collingwood was still leading by 17 points at three-quarter time, 13-16-94 to Carlton 12-5-77, but the Magpies' early supremacy had faded. There's the siren for the 1970 BFL season, the grand final, final quarter.
In comes umpire Don Jolly, bounced the ball. Up goes the big fella Nicholson, got the tap away, came out in the direction of Robertson. He got a quick kick in, came to Crane. Crane tries to thread his way through the pack. He does do so. It goes toward Hopkins, who was a sensation during the third quarter with three goals. He's outpaced here on this occasion by O'Callaghan. Comes to ground. Here's a chance now for Crane. He's hooking the ball between his legs, and umpire Don Jolly will have to bounce that ball. He calls for the bounce. The scores, Collingwood 13-16-94, Carlton 12-5-77, 17 points the difference as the ball comes out to Gallagher. Gallagher's going goalwards. There's his long left foot kick. Jones has set himself for the mark. It's in the back to Jones. It's hooked out to Ward Hopkins. Hopkins into the open goal. He's missed it. He's missed it. You couldn't believe that. As Jones hooked it down, and he was running into the open goal. He was 2 yards out from goal. He was certainly on an angle, and he put it through for 1 point.
On his wrong leg.
Well, that would have been a real vital goal at this early stage of the last quarter. 12-6, 78 to 94 points to Collingwood. Carlton trailing as up goes Big Nick, gets the tap away, comes out to Sid Jackson. Jackson's hand pass has been intercepted by Collingwood players. Adamson it was who picked it up. He drove up toward Wayne Richardson, who was knocked away from that player. Comes to ground, here's a chance for Pennell. Pennell and Mulcair it is. Mulcair picks it up for Carlton. Takes a long time to get his kick. It's a short one. It's going to be picked up by Price. Price of Collingwood will go with a driving kick. He's looking for Thompson. He's found Thompson, and Thompson's marked the ball. He's going to go for a short pass, Thompson. It could be intercepted. No, McKenna got it. It came away from McKenna's hands. Picked up by Hall. Hall touches the ball to the ground twice. Goes for a pass. He's looking for Robertson. Robertson has the ball knocked away. Back to Waters. Waters in turn to Greening's. Good football. Greening going back toward Wayne Richardson. They fly high. Up goes Pennell. And Pennell has taken a mark for Carlton. A desperate last quarter for the Blues. Can the Magpies hang on? Ball comes off the ground, off the hands of the pack. Up goes Nichols, and Nichols has been paid a free kick for in the back. Now it's going to go to Robertson. Robertson's got the ball now. He immediately plays on from behind his mark. He's bounced it twice. Now's his kick. It's not a good one. It's going like a raking drop kick, however, and will go toward the line. I think it'll beat players over. Yes, it's out of bounds. Out of bounds. O'Callaghan took it out, and the ball will be thrown in down on Carlton's half-forward flank position. We wait for the boundary umpire to take this ball under control. They've been playing 2.5 minutes with Collingwood 94 points, Carlton 78.
O'Callaghan in the back pocket, Tully out and Croswell.
Up goes Jones, he's got a beautiful knockaway. Round the neck, he's been grabbed. There's Gallagher, and Gallagher will take this free kick.
Can he kick it, Harry, from there?
No, I don't think so. He's 50 yards out from goal, but I don't think he can kick the goal. Gallagher's gone for a short pass, gone to Jackson, and Jackson is marked. Now, Jackson's closer to goal, not by much, by about 15 yards, but he is also more directly in front.
And he's
a very vital kick for Sid Jackson. It's so vital he's going to kick a punt kick. Normally he kicks drop kicks. On its way, going near the goals. 1 point, just the wrong side of the post, and Carlton need the goals now. 12-7, 79, inching toward Collingwood's 13-16-94. Been playing 3 minutes into the last quarter. Tifton moving in to take his kick in. Ian Major.
G,
Jeff Clifton with the ball, going out towards the outer side of the ground. Drop punts the ball with the left boot out, looking for Jerker Jenkins. Jenkins in front. It's knocked away by Nichols. Down on the ground it goes. In they go. A tap out there. It goes over towards Price. Price bounces once. Come down to the ground. Bounces again. Handballs over to Greening. Good play. Greening over towards Britt. He's caught flat-footed, but he handballs back to Greening. Good play. Greening punt kicks in towards the forward line. Mackay after the ball. Wayne Richardson also Lynn Thompson there. Mackay gathers it in. Comes around the grandstand side with great defence. Out towards Robertson. But oh, nipping in front to take the mark was Greening of Collingwood. Robertson didn't see him coming and he just flung himself in front of Robertson and pulled down a good mark. Greening of Collingwood. Carlton badly need a couple of quick goals in the forward line to really get into action here. They haven't hit the lead all day. The kick by Greening up towards the forward line and Len Thompson outmaneuvers Mackay. Shoved him out, put one hand out and juggled the ball in. And Len Thompson is only 15, 20 yards out from goal. On an acute angle, yes. But Big Len is very handy around the sticks. Len Thompson lines them up. Comes in. Drop punts the ball. It's good. It hasn't veered offline. And there's the first of the quarter to the Magpies to make Collingwood 14 goals. 16 behinds. That moves them along to 100 points. Carlton 12-7-79. 3KZ, your top station for football. On the bounce of the ball, a tap out. Jones got the knock. It goes to Crosswell. He couldn't get rid of it. Play on, says the umpire. But oh, no, he's blocked a free kick out. Gone to Des Tutnam. Oh, that was a funny one. And Des Tutnam has taken the kick, booted out towards Thompson, leading out towards the flank. Great play by the Magpies. He's off. He's going for the short pass towards full forward. Hall is intercepted. Marks runs up the ground. Drop punts in towards the centre, looking for Silvani. Tully couldn't mark the ball. Jenkins caught, holding the ball. He played it the other way. He didn't play it then. As Collingwood get the ball in the half forward, Pennell grabbed when not in possession. And Philip Pennell takes the free kick for Carlton. Philip Pennell with the ball at centre half back. In the last quarter, 3KZ scoreboard will check in just a moment. The kick has gone right into the arms of Jerker Jenkins. Collingwood 14-16-100, Carlton 12-7-79. Collingwood steadying the play at the moment. They've got a handy lead as Jenkins drives back to centre-half forward. Jones taps it to the ground. Gould after it together with Dean. Dean first to the ball, but he's beaten here by Croswell. Croswell tries to flip it over to Gould. Goes back and picks it up. Wheels around, screws it back in his right boot. Into centre-half forward where Jackson's there. Goes up and marks in front of his opponent. Good mark by Sidney Jackson then. Almost in the centre of the ground. And they've sneaked a few inches on the mark and the crowd gives a yell, but still Jackson doesn't worry. Drop kicks up towards full forward, looking for the high flyers up there. It's all Collingwood. He's just allowed one of them to go back and take it. It'll be Jeff Clifton. Jeff Clifton with the ball. Jezelenko going over to cover Terry Waters, who was making the loose man on the outer side. There's the kick by Clifton to Torpedo out towards the outer side. Up goes Croswell through his fingers, couldn't mark the ball, waits there, picks it up now, screws it back on the left boot, gone 50 yards in the air, 30 yards in distance. Jezelenko there, tapped away by Waters towards Hopkins. Hopkins picked it up, he was dispossessed very quickly. Hopkins goes in again, picks up the ball, screws around, left foots it into the half forward line, there's a chance. Gould made possession, he's fumbled the mark, he tapped it into the open. Can they take it away? Dean knocked into the ground, picked up by Gallagher. Here's a chance for Jezelenko. Jezelenko shoved in the back when he didn't have the ball and will take the free kick. The difference at the moment is 21 points on the board. 21 points at the 7-minute mark in the final quarter. Jezelenko too far out for this star to kick it. He'll have to be satisfied with lobbing it near the goal square. Comes in, torpedoes the ball. Goal square a job it is. Up they go. Nichols trying to claim the mark. Lyon says the umpire, but it's around the neck. It'll be around the neck to Big John. 10 yards, 12 yards out from goal, directly in front. Now Carlton desperately want this one. They've had two chances in this quarter to score. Teddy Hopkins from a couple of yards out and also Sid Jackson. Both have missed. Can the big captain do better? Big John lines them up, comes in. It's on its way, it's through. It's another goal to Carlton to bring them to 13 goals, 7. 85 points on the board. Collingwood 14-16-100. The difference is 15 points at the 7.5-minute mark. 3KZ, your top station for football.
Back in the centre now, a vital goal that one. 14-16-100. 15 points the difference. About 20 minutes left to play in this magnificent grand final. Have the attendance figures for you in about another 10 minutes, and I reckon it's a record for sure. Back in the centre, football with Johnny. Oh, I got a smack in the eye. Wait, that time he's playing centre halfback. Came right back into the game, the boy from Morwell Way. And this kid's in the centre halfback, nearly moving into the centre of the ground. Goes back with his left foot, just a nice roost into a two in the centre half forward position. Two bites of the cherry, Jezelenko's mark. 75 yards out plumb in front. Jezelenko, two bites at the cherry. He's been paying these all day. He had to do it. His kick goes, there's a chance. Nichols over the line, but it's over the line, out of bounds. Big John chase it and knew it was hopeless, and the ball will be thrown in 10 yards from the behind post. Carlton forward pocket. Nichols in the ruck. Nearly out on his feet. He's had a very, very hard final series. Hand pass this time to Walls. It's a goal! It's a goal! No! No! On my position here, I've got a very good eye, right on a perfect angle. If that wasn't a goal, I'll give a garden party. What do you reckon, Harry?
Well, it could either be a mark or a goal. It's got to be one of the two, because he was behind the line.
Well, it's showing the replay, and I reckon you'll see that's a goal. Anyway, the umpires ruled that it's a behind, and the score
he's
now
touched.
14-16, 100 to Carlton, 13-86, 14 points the difference. As Clifton boots out to the outer side wing, 14 points down the Blues. And Jonah's taken one of his few marks today. He's too far out from goal. He doesn't have a particularly long boot in towards it, but he'll boot it up 50 yards. And there's another chance for the Blues. Battling very, very hard. Under difficulties too, may I say. Big fella. Oh, Nichols has marked. Nichols has got up. Supreme first. They say he can't mark. He can put this through with his left toe. And he's about 20 yards out, plumb in front. Here's a chance to make the score 92 to 100. 8 points the difference if he boots this one through the big sticks. Big John, the captain. And it's a bullseye, it's a goal. And on the 12-minute mark in the last quarter, the score's on KZ Football. 14-16, 100 Collingwood. Carlton, 14-8, 82, 8, 92, pardon me. 8 points the difference, what a game this is. And the crowd, 120,000 odd, are roaring their heads off. So are the commentators. Goes to the ground and Porter's playing a brilliant game for them. Boots it downfield. Hall setting back behind the play. Has a chance for Collingwood right in their full forward zone. No more than about 30 yards out. Plumb in front. Come in, Freddie Foswell. He's been a brilliant player for the Blues. Been free kick. And the umpire gives Foswell a free kick on Carlton's half-back flank. Waiting for Foswell. Full of potential, hasn't shown much, but he's been brilliant in the final series.
Gould will be coming off, Chandler will be coming on.
Well, it's most evident yet to me, Gould, he should have been off about 25 minutes ago. He's been cropping in his action most of the afternoon. Hand pass this time, he's been caught, Pennell, a free kick against Pennell, and we find Price playing a brilliant game for Collingwood. It takes us on the centre wing position on the member's side of the ground. Waiting for, is one of the Collingwood players injured? Who is this?
Greening.
A Greening injured, he should be going off in a minute by, he's got cramp, I think. And going downfield, we see that mark being taken by McKay, a great player for Carlton. He goes back now, kicks it to Gallagher. Gallagher nearly takes a slip catch. He misses it, it goes to Waite. Waite's been a good player after halftime. Hand pass over to Crane. Crane right in the centre of the ground. He's lost it though, goes to Wayne Richardson. Hand pass this time to his brother, Maxie Richardson. A short pass. Oh, beautiful mark by Hall.
Hall picks the ball up, comes charging down the centre of the ground. It's going to be taken back equally as well by Greeny, by Adamson. Adamson goes too far with the ball. Up it goes, and Jones has marked for Carlton. It's kick for kick as Jones fires the ball down. Up goes Jezelenko. Almost takes a remarkable mark. Stops the ball from being pushed away. Out it goes to Crane. Crane in turn. Oh, he's paid a free kick. It's getting a little hot. I'd say it's getting a little hot down here at the MCG because every time Carlton seems to get the run of the ball, the whistle goes and it's a Collingwood free kick. And they've really had some lucky breaks. And that's all I'm prepared to say at this stage, with a free kick coming now to Wayne Richardson from that big group of players. Up goes McKay. McKay didn't take the mark, but he wasn't paid it either. But now the whistle is blown and there's a free kick coming up to Dunn. And the crowd, I think the crowd, you can hear the crowd what they're saying about it. It was a pro Collingwood crowd early. What has come on? Tully's gone off. Tully's gone off, and what has come onto the ground was this, another vital free kick going at this stage, 14 minutes into the last quarter, to Twiggy Dunn. There's his kick. It goes off the side of the boot. Up will go McKay, and McKay will mark for Carlton. Now Carlton have really got to keep moving if they want to get in this. Oh, bad play.
Holding the ball.
Bad play here as the handball came off. It didn't come off to Crosswell. Crosswell lost the run. Tuddenham was going goalward. But another hand pass. There's a free kick against Tuddenham. It comes down toward the centre of the ground. Here's all Collingwood here. As it's picked up, however, by Waite. Waite goes with a hand pass. Here it comes over. Another hand pass. They're overdoing it, I think. Robertson's got the ball for Carlton. Bounces at once. Now he's going to go for another bounce. Oh, it's desperate here. He's gone for a hand pass. It's come off. Come off to Hopkins. Hopkins with a short pass. He's looking for Jasolenko. But out comes Eakins. And Eakins has taken a big mark. Eakins has taken the mark. It went over the head, that short pass intended for Jasolenko. Up it comes from Eakins. Up toward Jones. Jones has taken a mark. Wasn't paid. Down in front of us now as Britt comes onto the ball. Kicked off the ground. Oh, no free kick then. And he's going to bounce it. He has paid five free kicks for kicking in danger to Collingwood. And that one he didn't pay to Carlton. The ball goes over toward Gallagher. Gallagher gets his kick in. Up will go Jackson. Jackson has gone right over the top of Adamson and has taken a glorious mark. The difference, 92 points to 100. They're coming up to the 16-minute mark with Jackson with a driving drop kick right up to the teeth of goals. Up goes Nichols, and it's off the hands of Eakins. Through for 1 point as Nichols was interfered with when about to go for that mark. No mark was paid, and it's a point to Carlton. 14 goals, 9, 93 to Collingwood, 14, 16, 100, and it's 16 minutes into the last quarter. The big kick in. Robertson up there. He's taken the mark, Robertson. And Robertson of Carlton will be paid the mark. He's on the half-forward flank. Robertson's a very big kick of a football. Taking some time to get back there, and no time on's been added. We don't know. Thompson's been thrown onto the ball now. There's the kick by Robertson up to the teeth of goals. They're flying high. It comes to ground. It's a chance for Jasolenko. He's kicked it off the ground. It's just missed the goals. It's going to be picked up by O'Callaghan. O'Callaghan bounces the ball once. Then he goes for a kick. He's putting it right down. Oh, Fennell's come out with a brave piece of play. It's come to Hopkins. Hopkins kicked it up. Here's a chance for another mark. It comes to ground, picked up by Surge. Surge has lost the run, thrown out by Wayne Richardson to brother Max. Max up toward Twiggy Dunn. Here's a chance for Dunn to mark the ball. He can't do so. Britt tries to thread his way through the crowd. He can't. It comes to Waite. Waite in the back, and Waite will take the free. No, he hasn't been faded. He's gone for a hand pass. He came off too. Over to Hall it goes. Hall of Carlton driving aside, right down towards centre half forward. Another hand pass. Robertson comes charging through. A chance for Serge Salvani. Serge has got it. He pushes it on further. Here's a big chance for Tuddenham. It's great football. It's grand final football on 3KZ as it comes to Price. Price up toward McKenna. McKenna can't take the mark. Britt's got the ball. He kicks it high in the air. It's going near the boundary line. Will anyone mark it? No, it's off the crossball and over the line. It's been 17 minutes into the last quarter. Collingwood 14, 16, 100 points. Carlton 14, 9, 93. 7 points the difference.
Has the throw in on the forward pocket. Jones got a push in the back, but it goes out the back, picked up by Waite. Calling for it is Gallagher in the centre of the ground. He didn't see it. Here comes Crane. Crane's after the ball, being chased by Dean. He rolls it along the ground. Dean takes the lead, picks up the ball, burns off Crane, who fell over, and boots back in towards the forward line. Up they go. Waite, will he be paid the mark? Yes, he is. Went up then, and this time the mark has come off to Waite. And Waite has safely pulled it in. Can Carlton get up? The difference at the moment is 7 points. Waite's kick in the centre half forward, looking for Walls. At the back of the pack is Waters. He couldn't bring it down. It's hit the deck. Hand pass over to Crane. Crane over to looking for Nichols. Nichols has got a run for it. In there is Wayne Richardson, trying to battle it out. He's knocked out of the way by Nichols. Surge picks it up, rolls it along the ground. In goes Eakins. He misses the run. Surge falls after it. Jasolenko goes in, and the ball is forced over the line and out of bounds. Magnificent piece of play by all players concerned in that call. Here's the throw in. Up it goes. Nichols got it shoved by Thompson. Thompson got the hit out. It goes out towards the wing. Ricky Watt, fresh man on the ground. Watt around the half forward line. Up goes Gill. Couldn't mark the ball. Mackay comes out. Tries to steamroll his way through. Handballs to Fennell. Holding the ball against Mackay. And umpire Jolly O'Kane comes in for the abuse of the crowd. And they've swung around Carlton's way for favouritism. The kick by Grating into the half-forward line, and Jones comes in, marks the ball, handballs over to Gill. He's under pressure, he gets his kick in, it's over the line and on the ball. But it was touched off Gill's hand, and the umpire will throw it in. The boundary umpire will throw it in. No one realises that it's going to be a throw-in. Robertson has suddenly realised. He goes back, he's going to take it on his own. He's grabbed, drops the ball. Yes, he did too. Fair decision. He dropped the ball. And the free kick goes to Ricky Watt. He didn't know what to do when he was slipped in the ruckman's position and just let it drop to the ground when he was grabbed. Here's the kick by Ricky Watt into the half-forward line. Mackay almost marked the ball. He comes out of the pack, dragged to the ground. Play on, says the umpire. Jack can hold the ball too. And Croswell will take the free kick. Now can Carlton come back? We're at the 20-minute mark. The difference is still 7 points. They can't move off the 7 points. The difference at the moment is the game seesaws. Here's the kick, right in towards centre half forward. Waterloo High, picked up by Higgins. The kick is smothered by Jackson. Jackson coming down the ground. He's got it in front of him. If he can get it over to Hopkins, they can go for open goal. Hopkins in the goal. He's got it there. The difference is 1 point. The difference is 1 point at the 20-minute mark. Carlton 15-9-99. Collingwood 14-16-100. 3KZ, your top station for football. Here's the bounce of the ball in the centre. 1 point the difference. Who will do it? Here it is. Collingwood going in with Dean. Dean a left foot into the forward line. Hall in front of McKenna. No one can mark it. Picked up by Jake and he's grabbed. It's hit the deck. A kick off the grab and now over towards the half line. Over the line out it goes. And Harry has the official attendance before Ted takes over.
121,696 people. And it's a record for a grand final.
20 minutes into the last quarter. Can the Magpies hang on to this grimly... A fought battle, 1 point in front. What a game this is between 120-odd thousand people. It goes to Crane. Crane on the centre wing position. A knee hurting him. He's not playing particularly well in this quarter. Goes over this time to Chandler on the ground. Chandler boosts the ball down the forward zone for Carlton. It goes to Teddy Potter. Teddy Potter for Collingwood. Grabs the ball. Boots it down. Twiggy Dunn sets himself and marks in delightful fashion. Halfback flanks for his side. Goes to the handball. He's in front of a handball for Collingwood. It's come off. And it hasn't come off very much for the Carlton boys. Boot down fella, pushing the back that time by Gill, and the umpire didn't see it. And
Mackay.
And Mackay has marked. Mackay gone back and gone for the short pass to Jones. They get a smack in the air at the same time. He's on the centre wing position. Halfback Frank, pardon me, boots it down the half forward flank beside. Over the top of the pack goes Gazalenko and drags down a screamer. He goes on with the job, the freak, and boots the ball down. Here's a chance for Walsh to put them ahead, and the ball has been booted out of bounds accidentally by Peter Keegan. Peter Eakin. The Tassie winner of last year's carnival, now playing with Collingwood in his first year. What a memorable game to play off in the grand final in Victoria. The ball being thrown in. Big John in the forward pocket for Carlton. Here's Jackson. Streaks through like a zephyr. Has a left foot and tops the target. Out of bounds. Kicked out on the full. And Eakins has marked the last moment also. We'll take the free kick. 14-16-100. 15-9-99 by Carlton. 1 point the difference. In this magnificent game of football, Croswell goes over the back of the pack, still attacking. Brennerby has a chance for Croswell over the line, out of bounds, on the Carlton's half-forward flank, 70 yards out from goal. What a game. Record crowd. Crowd on their toes, commentators on their toes. Ball being thrown in from the boundary line. Big players set themselves. Big John finding an extra yard of pace in this quarter. Carlton players throwing themselves into the fray. The umpire said, give it to me, he's going to bounce at 60 yards out from goal in the Carlton forward zone. Players set themselves, drop to the ground once again. What a game this is. It's a beauty. Screamers all over the ground, and the umpire's going to rule a bounce up again about 70 yards out from the Carlton goal. Players set themselves once again. Drops the ground, goes over, and a free kick being plucked out of the sky to whom?
Nichols.
Nichols gets the free kick, and he's within kicking distance. The way Nichols can kick it, could he make it if he needs a superhuman kick? I'm going to say if Robertson was out there, or the late Horry, or the great Horry Clover, and have a chance. Well, I think he's too far from Nick. He'll get it right into the goal square just the same. It's off the target, slewed off the top. Croswell's marked! No, the umpire. I didn't play it, but he played a few, but he didn't. Over goes to Surge. Here's a chance for Surge. He's 60 yards out from goal. Going to drop short. Comes to the ground. Players middle mill around in front of the goal. Players a chance for Jesselenko. Jesselenko's having a flying shot at goal. I think it's gone over the line, out of bounds once again. In Carlton forward pocket, 10 yards from behind post. 1 point the difference. 24 minutes to play in the last quarter. Plenty of time for either side to win. In the Carlton forward zone, players are battling desperately. They're out on their feet. And a free kick, let's say, or they're holding the ball. Now, what's he going to rule?
Oh!
Hard to work this out. Anyway, it's going to be bounced up by his umpire, Jolly, right in front of the Carlton goal. Round the neck. He must get a free kick to Croswell. Croswell, 30 yards out. On a slight angle. He's got a score. It could be level or Carlton 5 points in front. What a game this is, with 101,596.
I don't know whether he can do it, Ted. How many yards? He's 40 yards out from goal.
He's 40 yards out, plumb on a slight angle. It looks to me. It's a goal! Started at 5 points. A magnificent effort by this boy. 25 minutes into the last quarter, and the mighty Blues have hit the front. 16-9 now. Well, you'd have bet 100 against us. 101, I'm sure. 14-16. 100, Collingwood. Carlton, 16-9, 105.
Now Collingwood look as though they're going to let the game slip away again. Up goes Jones. Who can get it out? Coming charging through his weight. He won't give in. Fritz about to pick the ball up. The whistle's about to go. Yes, Elliot Mudd. Fritz will get the free kick. They've been playing 25 minutes. 25 minutes. And now Fritz goes back to take his kick. There it is. Up toward the half forward line. Up will go Carlton. There's two of them. And it's been marked by Carlton's Pennell. Pennell down a few moments ago with cramp. There's his kick up towards centre-half forward. Jasilenko being held away from the play. Held away, and Jenkins has taken the mark. He's kicked it wide out toward Dean. Dean has taken the mark and will go back for his kick. He's on the centre wing position on the outer side. Crane is now on that wing position. Chandler in the centre as we see the kick come up. Where it's a chance for Robertson. Robertson's missed an easy mark, but he's got away with it, and he's run clear. He puts it over toward Pennell. Pennell's almost out on his feet. He's running toward the ball. Can he beat it? Oh, well, Britt kicked it out on the full. It came off his boot. The boundary umpire won't give it. Pennell's pointing it out, but he didn't give it. Up goes Big Jones. Oh, beautiful knockdown. Got it over toward Gill. Gill put Jones under the hammer. That's going to come off, I think, because it comes to ground. No, here's Wayne Richardson. He's got the ball. He's gone for a short pass to Price, and Price has marked. The tension's still on. A big lead from McKenna. Will they chop him off? Can they jump him off? It's been crushed to the ground. He's played the mark. No, he hasn't. Bayon called the umpire. Down the water, big fellas, it goes. A chance for Jasilenko. He's burst clear. It's going to be an open goal. It'll bounce.
Bouncing.
It goes through the goal. It's a goal. A goal for Jasilenko. Carlton will win the premiership. It bounced. It was 20 yards out from goal. It kept bouncing and bouncing and bouncing. And it went through. And Jasilenko has kicked the goal. And Carlton are going to win this premiership. They're 111 points to 100. They're gone 28 minutes, Ian Major.
3KZ football bringing you the grand final. Collingwood taking it back with Ricky Watt driving them into attack. Up they go. Hall knocks it to the ground. Robertson comes in. Couldn't pick up the ball. Here comes Conbrett. Will Bob Rose be the unluckiest coach in the history of league football? Silvani picks it up. Screws it out towards the wing. O'Callaghan drops the mark. It's on the grandstand wing. O'Callaghan goes for the shot. He's found Price. Price coming into attack. Big Nichols there. He runs around Nichols. Bounces once. Goes into attack, drives it in with a big drop kick. Mackay's down there. Up he goes. Mackay pulls down the mark. And this is going to be the saver. He takes his time. They got all the time in the world. They're in front by 11 points. On 3Ks and the clock shows 28 minutes gone. And they're steadying down the Blues. Mackay out towards the outer side. Up it goes. They've all stopped play. It's hit the deck. In goes Hopkins. No one can pick it up. Picked up here by Wayne Richardson on the left foot. In towards the forward line. They set themselves over the top of play. It's a free kick Collingwood's way. A free kick to Twiggy Dunn. I didn't see what for.
He's paid it in the back, but there were a lot of players there, and there is no doubt that Carlton, they've hit the front and they've had to do it the hard way. He could kick this one, Twiggy Dunn. He is 40 yards out directly in front.
Twiggy Dunn lines them up. Punt kicks the ball. It's offline, I think, at the last minute. It is offline. They're only in front by 10 points, Carlton. But a goal there would have made it a much closer finish. I think Carlton will see timeout. 3KZ scoreboard shows Collingwood 14-17, 101. Collingwood, Carlton, 79, 111. 10 points the difference, 29 minutes gone. Here's the kick by Hall to the outer side of the ground. Jones almost claimed the mark. Picked up by Hall, looking for Jackson on the outer side of the ground. Jackson breaking away, being held by Adamson. Not played by the umpire, and Adamson might get a free kick here for holding the man. He is, I thought he might. Umpire Jolly said in the back to Adamson. I don't think he saw the push or the grab of Adamson when they're running for the ball. But anyway, he has the free kick. 10 points the difference. Bob Rose, could he be so unlucky again? But the kick has gone into the arms of Gallagher. And there it is. Bob Rose is the unluckiest coach in the league. The Blues have done it. They've won the 1970 flag. The Blues have won the 1970 flag. Cameron Verassi being clapped and cheered, and George Harris showing one of his rare signs of emotion. George is pretty poker-faced usually, but he's rushed in here clapping Verassi. But what about poor Bob Rose? Bob Rose, who has got Collingwood up there again, who has had the best Collingwood side that they've seen in decades down at the Magpie Oval. They've held the lead, there have been goals in front, and all of a sudden in the third quarter, Carlton have come back. 7 or 8 goals in a row. They're still behind at three-quarter time. And then in this final quarter, they've hit the lead for the first time at the 25-minute mark, and they've taken out the game.
Another feather in the cap for Carlton coach Ron Verassi and the fighting hearts of his 20 players. 3KZ's Gerald Burke and Morton Brown were in the victors' rooms.
Here we are in the Carlton rooms amid scenes of great jubilation. This must be one of the greatest grand final wins ever from the comeback that Carlton have made today. And we're with the Carlton coach, Ron Verassi.
Well, I'm the happiest man in the world at the moment, Gerald. Last week I said I was proud of the boys and also the week before, but today exceeded, well, I just can't describe the thing that could come back from that far down when they look hopelessly beaten.
They've done something for you today that I thought was impossible, but I think all credit must go to yourself, because after half-time with Hopkins and all the other changes, he kicked 3 quick goals. What did you think of their performance after half-time in relation to the first half?
Well, second half was unbelievable, and so was the first. The first was shocking, and the second was magnificent.
Surprises you've ever had in league football. Did you think they could get up?
I thought we could, honestly, because I thought, well, we're 6 or 7 down. We can grab 3 the third quarter and grab another 3 or 4 the last quarter and be right in at the finish. But it was tough going there. I thought when we perhaps couldn't get to the near in the third quarter, when we couldn't seem to get past and get into a lead, but perhaps we might have run our race. But I've never seen such heart from the boys. It was just magnificent.
Well, I think Carlton had about 3 winning players up to half time, and after half time you could see it was electrifying. The way they've got out onto the ground, they've done everything for you, I think, that you could possibly expect as a coach.
Well, that's true. One thing we said we must do is handball, and we handball and we handball and we handball. It's the only possible way for us to get back into the game. I remind them of the game out of Hawthorne, where prior to this game our handball was down. So that game we had to handball, and today was the same. Remind them of it. At the half time our handballs, I think, were 13, which is shocking, and we did something about it, and it won us the match.
Well, anyway, Ron, congratulations on a tremendous comeback today, and I think you thoroughly deserve it.
Well, all congratulations to the boys. They've done their job out there. I don't think anyone here could be disappointed, even the Collingwood. They'd have to say, well, it was a hard-fought match, and we're very proud to see Carlton fight back the way they do. It's I don't know that much about the club's history, only being here 6 years, but if there's ever a win greater in the history of Carlton than this one, I'd be surprised.
With all the talk about you swapping and changing, what do you think after the day?
Oh, there you go. We've got Adelaide next. Adelaide next.
Anyway, Ron, all the very best and the best to every player.
Thanks, Gerald.
This is Ted Rippon in the Collingwood rooms. I have one of the greatest little sports in the game, and he's taking it pretty well. And that is president of the club, Tommy Sheeran. Well, Tommy, what do you think?
Ted, I'm very disappointed, not only for myself, but for Bob, for the players that have tried so hard through the year and played so well for 50 minutes of this game. I must pay tribute to Carlton. They wouldn't give up. They were in a position that looked to be a beaten one at half-time, and they came out and retrieved their situation. Congratulations to them.
Well spoken, Tommy. They were 7 goals, and you were 7 or 8 goals in front, and that...
That's it, Ted.
Well, how did you feel? Very confident? Well, you must have felt very confident.
Well, it was a complete reversal. They seemed to... Rot set in, and they seemed to be a tired side after...
That's right. You can't take anything away from Carlton for getting up?
Not a bit. No. Not a bit. Full credit to them.
Well, anyway, Tommy, there's always another year. I feel very sorry for Bobby Rose.
Very much so. He's tried wonderfully well. I felt every ounce of the players throughout the year.
Well, thank you, Tommy Sheeran.
Thank you, Ted.
Particularly well, a good sport always. Thank you. Graham Jenkin, one of the disappointed boys. He's one of the 18 disappointed players. Well, what do you think, Jürgen?
Well, what can you say, Ted? You know, it's
no, I don't
just
know.
Unbelievable. Tremendous effort by Carlton, full credit to them, but I'll just keep wondering, where did we lose it, you know? The pressure that they applied after half-time is good, but we should never have lost a game like that. We've beaten them 3 times out of 4, and for them to get up like that, you know, it's just unbelievable.
Okay, thank you, Graham.
And there it is, another grand final in the VFL. Carlton, the 1970 premiers, and the favourites Collingwood left wondering, how did we let it slip through our grasp? On behalf of co-commentators Harry Beitzel and Ted Rippon, 3KZ's football panel, Morton Brown, Gerald Burke, George Ferry and Jack Hamilton, This is Ian Major signing off 3KZ's 1970 Grand Final Day at the MCG. Good luck and good listening.